This is the Goozer Nation podcast for the week of January 13th of 2014.
Hi, I'm Mike Saltzman. Welcome to Voltage Video Games. Do you like video games? Because we have more than 50 video games than for systems like the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo, N64's PlayStation 1, the second PlayStation 1. PlayStation 2 Slim. It's smaller. The Sony PlayStation 3 Slim in 120, 160, and 320 gigabyte. 360. The whole Sega Genesis family. And other brands too. Looking for a hard to find game? Our staff of overqualified employees will help you find it. We also carry a full array of digital video disc DVDs and Blu-rated motion pictures. Prepare to be shocked by our great prices! Got games you don't want, but want games that we got? We'll try our exclusive, patent-pending trade-in program. Here's how it works. Bring in the games you don't want, and we'll give you store credits towards other games that you do want. So go ahead and check out LameStop if you want, but we'll beat their prices and them. Having trouble locating Voltage? Just stop on down to 212 East Jefferson Street, downtown Syracuse, New York. The only thing we're missing is you.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Goozer Nation podcast. My name is John Meadows. With me as always, Eric and Nathaniel. How's it going, guys?
It's going good.
Not too shabby.
Cool. Well, we'll get right into it here. It's been exactly 7 days since we recorded. Hey, look at that. We're on a schedule, so cool. Let's go ahead and get started like we always do, see what everybody's been playing, what everybody's been doing. Eric, you want to go first this week?
What have I been playing? Oh, I played some more Assassin's Creed 4. Almost done with the story. I think cool. About 70% of the game done. I played some Don't Starve because it's free on PlayStation 4.
What did you
plus for PlayStation 4?
What did you think of that game?
I played it before at PAX. I played a demo at PAX last year. So not this year, but the year before. It's interesting. I found a guide online, so hopefully I'll do a little bit better. But I kept dying within the first second day because you have to collect a lot of stuff.
Well, yeah.
Keep the fire going and keep yourself fed and all the other stuff.
They just kind of throw you in there and say, here you go. And I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do other than kill things?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, it's one of those ones you got to kind of learn as you go or, you know, look stuff up in videos or wiki if you really don't do it. But it's kind of like, you know, Minecraft and some other games at the start. Nobody knew anything. And it's kind of learning.
I knew like kind of how to play experimenting. Since I'd played it before, but I had to look at a wiki so I can get a little bit like further information. Oh, that's how you progress. Okay.
Gotcha.
And that's it. I hooked up the Vita to the PS4 and did some streaming, which works really cool.
Now, did you
Assassin's Creed 4?
Did you do the streaming with the in-network with the PlayStation 4, or did you do it over your router?
I think it was the in-network.
Yeah. See, that seems to work the best. You just don't get a good range out of it, but you get the best result with it.
But the Wi-Fi can be done
anywhere. Yeah. I haven't tried it on the Wi-Fi yet. I'm having issues with my router. I think my router's too old. All of a sudden now, all my PlayStation things are all NAT 3. I have all my ports open, and I'm still getting a NAT 3 error. So, like, I tried to play some Assassin's Creed online the other night, and every time I'd try to join, it would just boot me off because of my NAT settings. So, I was like, crap. So, I can't figure out what to do. I think we'll have to buy a new router. So, I'm looking through trying to decide what to buy. It's hard. Some of those ones are gaming routers are just so darn expensive. It's like $200 for a router.
You don't need a gaming router, dude. You can get a decent router for a lot less than that.
Yeah.
I don't have a gaming router.
I just want something that's, you know, that lets me do what I need to do. You know, that's all. And gives me good speed and good coverage. That's all I want. So there's a
You can get probably something that's exactly the same as a gaming router, and it's a lot cheaper because they don't put the word gaming on it.
Right.
Up the price.
As long as it's not Belkin. That's and that's what's bad. Well, and what's bad is Belkin bought Linksys, so now I'm like, well, crap. I'm not gonna buy Linksys. So now it's like what do I buy? I was reading about a Western Digital one. They actually have made a router that's gotten really good reviews and is fairly cheap. I think it's like $70 on Amazon or something like that. So I might get that one. But yeah, I hate internet issues.
Just I can't download them. Yeah.
Best cheap routers. There you go. Find it on like Tom's Hardware or CNET or somewhere, they'll tell you.
Yeah. You know, everything works fine. It's just NAT settings on the PlayStation. It's like, I don't get it. Every PlayStation system I have. It just doesn't make sense. But anyway.
Sounds like it's more a PlayStation issue than yours.
Well.
Like they changed something in a recent update maybe, or who knows.
I don't know. I mean, I've went through and opened up every port that needs to be opened, and it's still says NAT. So
now you need to open a few that don't need to be open, and that'll fix it, right?
Maybe. And see, the trouble is mine doesn't allow for universal plug and play, and it doesn't do the DMZ.
Plug and play.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, if I could get it in DMZ mode, or whatever they call that.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z mode, it would be.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, my gosh. It'd be lightning or fireballs everywhere. And
I rather Super Saiyan. What's yours?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And it took a turn really quick. No. But no, getting back to what we were talking about, yeah, the Vita streaming is pretty cool. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it is really good. Did
you try Assassin's Creed streaming on it?
I did.
And then it's fine. It's kind of hard to get used to the touch screen buttons on the back to do certain things, but nothing major that you have to do is on there. Yeah. I wish they kind of would allow for button mapping on it, so you could take some of those ones off the back and put them on the front. If you're playing like a game like Resogun, where you really don't use the face buttons at all, but still, it works really good. I like it.
I've been pretty impressed so far. I have to say that, you know, it's definitely... And I still have that 3DS sitting unopened. I don't know. It was the Mario and Luigi bundle, and I just have no desire to play Mario and Luigi Dream Team. The only, you know, game I really want to play on 3DS is Zelda. But
yeah. I actually bought the digital download of it this week. I've only played it for just a few minutes, but what few minutes of it I've actually got to sit down and play is really good.
Yeah.
The 3D is really nice, over the top. It looks really cool. I wish I had a 3D XL so I could actually have
my
a bigger screen.
My brain hurts the 3D.
It's not too bad, though. That kind of 3D doesn't bother me. So, but yeah, I liked it. I liked it a lot. The only thing I've played this weekend, I actually started Splinter Cell Blacklist on the PlayStation 3. I played through the first...
Cool.
Mission or two. It's actually really good. It's a really good story. I like how they have it set up this time. And I did some live streaming of my Dreamcast hooked up with the component cables to the Twitch TV the other night. So I played Shenmue for about an hour. So,
nice. And then realized you're like, this game hasn't aged well.
No, I thought it was all right. I think I'm actually going to play the whole game again. I'm just going to play it on maybe a couple hours every Saturday night.
You know what's a better one? The second one.
It's all right.
What?
I want to play the first one. I want to play the first one through again first. Because it's been a while since I've played this.
I've actually only played the first one very, very briefly.
Oh, really?
Never played either one because I never had a Dreamcast.
Oh, you got to get you a Dreamcast. I mean,
they're cheap.
I will never get around to it.
They're like $30.
Yeah,
don't have enough time to play everything, so it's just like,
yeah. Unlike, you know, some people. Yeah, I mean, that's why I just don't have time to play every single game.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget I even have stuff. I look at my Steam game. When did I buy that? Well,
There's like that with PlayStation 3 games. I picked up Tiger Woods 2014 back in October. I haven't even opened it yet. And the only reason I bought it was because it was cheap. I found Resident Evil 6 on Target clearance for like $6. Haven't even played it yet either. And nice. I've had it for like 2 months. I have all these games that I just probably will never play, especially when I sit back down and go and say, well, you know what, I'm going to play through Shenmue again.
Also, you have a ton of stuff. You have hundreds of games in bins.
I do. Yes, I do.
You're a hoarder.
I am.
A hoarder of video games. I like to. I don't know. Like, I have lots of space and no other thing to occupy my time, but I don't know. I guess if I was a single bachelor who didn't have, and then this is going to be stereotypical, and didn't have much of a social life, I could get lots of gaming done. But unfortunately, I don't.
Yeah. I'm married. We just don't have a social life, so.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You fill that time with games, then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Next up.
Speaking of a lot of games, holy Freddy, do you follow Shipwreck from CAG on Twitter?
Yeah, I saw that shelf.
Oh my gosh.
He bought that at Blockbuster. Yeah. He has a lot of stuff.
Yeah, have you seen the three of them that he's filled with games? Holy Freddy.
And I'm sure he got a lot of those for review. And the other question I have to ask is he ever going to play through most of those again?
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. I mean, the amount of PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 2 games he had is just crazy. And Xbox, he's got all of them but like 10. I mean, it's insane.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta give up. I don't know, he's got a lot of stuff, but he's a big collector, you know. He has a lot of stuff like G.I. Joes and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. I don't have a basement, but I got a lot of cool stuff like that.
I mean, he has a giant man cave downstairs. He has like some cool pinball machines and stuff like that in his house.
It'd be nice. I don't have room for all that. I don't have that big of a house. Oh well.
His wife's a big gamer though too. So.
Well, that helps. That always helps. So, what's that?
Did you donate to the Child's Play raffle on Cheap-Ass Game?
No, I haven't yet. I have not.
I contribute you some prizes. You can win some cool swag and some games from me, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You can win something. Yeah, something.
And PSN cash. But some of the cooler prizes are like an Xbox One, PlayStation 4, all of GBD's last video game last generation collection, which is like 150 games.
Wow. Yeah, that's what he does with all his. He just ends up trading them or giving them away in contests and stuff. I don't blame him. That's one way to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yep. What have you been playing, Nathaniel?
I've been playing a ton, just a couple things. Playing some, getting into Minecraft a bit more. Ramping that up a bit again. Although I haven't done my single player stuff, I've been doing stuff online with some friends. Mm. One of my buddies joined like a creative server that, you know, you can just get plots on it, like a 200 by 200 block plot, and you do whatever you want in it. Mm. And then, you know, you can authorize people to build on your plot if you want. So, been a few of us on there just building some stuff. That's that cool. We've been doing. Yeah, we've been on kind of some steampunk floating village thingy. I don't know. It's kind of random.
I don't know what you call it, but it kind of floats and it's.
Well, there's a floating island and there's like a dragon pulling floating island. I didn't build any of that. Then there's like some random towers. There's like a farm on the ground. There's all sorts of random stuff. But it's been fun because, you know, in creative mode, you can just build whatever you want. Don't need to go gather anything. You just make stuff. So it's kind of like Legos.
Yep, that's cool.
So I've been doing that. And then also we've been doing some, getting on some of the, PvP servers, I guess is what you'd call it. Mm-hmm. So there's one called the Hive server we've gotten on that has a bunch of different mini games you can play. Mm-hmm. So stuff like hide and seek, where you have like 20 or 30 seconds or something to run around, you're like a random block. So you have like about 3 or 4 different block types, and you have like this kind of arena that you go in that has like some of those types are surrounded, so you're trying to blend in.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny to start out because unless you're the seeker, all the people hiding are just all these random blocks just hopping around. It's really goofy looking.
Yeah, that would be.
So as soon as you like sit still for 2 or 3 seconds, you just like become a block, so you can still look around and you don't move.
Yeah.
So whoever's looking for you, so they it's like, I forget, 5-minute timer or something like that, and they run around just whacking everything, trying to kill all the people who are hiding.
That's cool.
It's kind of fun. And then there's one like one in the chamber, which is exactly what you think it is if you've ever played Call of Duty or anything else that has a similar game type.
Right.
You have like a bow and arrow with one arrow, and then you have like a wooden sword or something, and you're running around, have so many lives. It's pretty fun. There's one I haven't tried yet that's a newer one called Cranked.
Hmm.
That's kind of like Call of Duty with the Crank movies.
That's what I was going to say. Is it like the Crank movies?
As soon as you kill someone, there's like a countdown timer, and you have to keep killing in order to reset it.
Mm.
And I think you get like a speed boost or something too. I forget. But you can play a couple different classes, and you can get like kill streaks like airstrikes, which how that works is you activate it, and you're like, I forget how many blocks high above the map, and you're walking around on like glass.
Mm.
As soon as you like activate it, you like fly down and you like hit the ground and like TNT explodes, and then you're like teleported somewhere else. It's kind of like you teleport back where you originally were.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're suiciding or anything, but it's crazy goofy looking. I've watched a couple videos on it. I need to try it next time I'm on.
That's cool. It's cool that they do little things like that. I didn't know that they did anything like that.
There's so much in Minecraft, man. Like, there's so many different kinds. Like, this server that we go on has, I think, about a dozen different minigames. So they've got, you know, survival games, which is basically Hunger Games. And then all sorts of other stuff in between. Some are real short things. Some are longer. Like, the survival games is probably the longest type of a game that you play. There's another one called Walls. Where you have like four different teams, and you have like 5 minutes to collect resources or something, or 5 or 10 minutes, I forget. You collect a bunch of resources at the start, and then you have to go out and destroy the other team. Each has a wither, which, if you're not sure what that is, it's one of the sort of mini bosses in Minecraft.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like a floating three-headed black thingy that in the main game, you know, fly around and drops like these bomb thingies and tries to blow you up, but is kind of tethered to one spot in like each team's castle. So as long as your wither is alive, you can respawn infinitely, and then so the point of the game is to go and to everybody else's place, kill their wither, then kill the whole team and be the last team standing.
Oh wow.
So that's a longer game type, but it's a lot of fun. It's kind of, I don't know, can't really just compare it to much of anything else. It's very much kind of like a Minecrafty thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of like maybe if, like, in sort of like a first-person shooter, you have, like, a bomb in a base or something, and as soon as you blow it up, then people can't respawn, and then you have to kill the team as well, kind of like that.
Okay.
It's basically what you're doing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun. You know, there's all sorts of different ones of those. I've been playing that.
Cool.
And then I just saw today that some of my buddies have started on a public survival server too, so I might join them doing that.
Nice.
And then other than that, I played a little bit of Splinter Cell Blacklist as well. I started actually playing that. I played the prologue and the first mission.
Yeah, I think that's all I've done.
It's good, but it's not as good as Conviction or the other ones because of a bunch of little things. Like, I hate the menu system. The fact that it's not just a menu, that it's all this random walking around and talking to the people on your plane, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, could be good, but it just wasn't implemented quite right. And I hate this stupid little thing where when you're in mission, you can't look at challenges because you have all these different challenges, like, you know, shoot out 10 lights without being detected and all sorts of other stuff,
right,
based on the three different play styles. And you can look at all of these tons of different things in your ship, but it's, or your plane even, whatever. And as soon as you're on mission, though, you can't look at any of those. But that's when you really want to look at them. It's like, how many did I have left on that thing?
Well, yeah, because, you know, that's how you, because you got the three different.
That's what I did all the time
things,
in Conviction, because they had those, that sort of system, too.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I don't know, I just love Conviction's menu system because of the freaking musical tones they had. I would just sit there and click through the menu just so it would be like, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, I mean, it's
well, it's goofy that way.
It's pretty good.
And, though, I don't know. It's got a lot of stuff in here. It looks like they've expanded co-op and stuff, like have more of the things you can do in co-op. I don't know. I haven't done any of that, though.
Yeah, I haven't either.
And, like, just the things you can do in, you know, gadget-y-wise and stuff seems awesome. I'm overpowered to start with because I apparently the free version I got is, like, the not the collector's edition. It's some sort of edition, so I get, like, a powered up crossbow and something else, some really good armor that makes my, well, I could do either sneak or attack. All the stats get pushed up, so I'm really like starting out a little bit overpowered, but whatever, I don't care.
Yeah.
How are you playing it? Are you playing it like a specific going for one of the specific styles? Or no. Just like doing whatever?
No, I kind of, at first I kind of did a lot of sneaking and, you know, didn't use my gun a lot, but then it come to a point where it was like, you know, here come the dogs and here come this guy, and it's like, well, it's just easier to shoot the dogs than it is to to try to catch them. You know, it's like,
I'm doing interested in the co-op.
Yeah, the co-op was what I really like. I mean, I liked Conviction, the single player, but the co-op was really fun to play too. I really enjoyed the co-op of it, and I think this one would be really fun.
Yeah,
co-op
both
too.
Are really good in that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've in the first full mission in the game, I ended up only killing one thing, and it was a stupid dog.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know it was. I was trying to get into like a police station or something. Mm-hmm. Was outside on the street, yep. And I was walking past the front gate. Didn't realize there was a dog inside that patrols in there.
Yeah, that's
smelled me and came out and like instantly set off the alarms. I was like, "Dang it!"
Yep, that's the first one that I killed too. That was the first one that I killed.
I was trying to get, there's like a gap in the fence. So I was trying to sneak over there, but I'd gotten all the guys in the street. So I was like, "Oh, I'll just go over here." And this dog just like instantly, like right as I come past this gate. It's like dog comes out. I was like, ah, crap.
Yeah, and you know, if you save, you know, you don't get a whole lot of bullets, and you know, until you get to a checkpoint, I don't anyway. I never have enough bullets.
I get tons of bullets.
I never have enough bullets till I get to a checkpoint.
I haven't used the pistol for anything other than shooting out the lights. I use my crossbow thingy, but that's because I have it.
Oh, see, I don't have a crossbow.
Otherwise, you just start. You have like the stun gun thing.
Yep, I got a stun gun and a pistol. I don't have no crossbow thingy. So
yes, starting the game with the crossbow is kind of a little bit overpowered because I've got a crossbow. It's got like, I don't know, 15 rounds in it or something. I've got like sleeping gas and shocker rounds for it.
So man,
like,
yeah, that'd be nice. No.
I've got a lot of stuff that you normally wouldn't start the game out with.
I mean, it's okay if you're tagging everybody and just hitting the triangle or the button to, you know, shoot them. But if you actually end up having to get into a shootout, you burn through your ammo so quick because you don't have that much of it. It's like, holy fright.
Yeah, well, you're meant to be more of a precision instrument, at least start with, until you unlock some of the other, like, assault rifles, I guess, and upgrade them.
Yeah. And then, you know,
because you can upgrade, like, how much ammo you carry and stuff, because I was looking through all the upgrade stuff that you can do.
Yeah, I just played the first mission, the prologue in the first mission, and then that's where I'd stop. So I need to finish it. I may play it a little bit tonight, maybe tomorrow. But I like it.
They end up earning almost $400,000 through that first mission just because of doing first challenges.
I had a bunch. I had a bunch too.
Oh, okay, so you burn money if you die, or burn money to upgrade your stuff?
Yeah, you get money to upgrade.
You earn money by doing challenges, and then also just from completing the mission, like however many points you get gives you some money, and then you spend that on upgrades for weapons, for your plane, and all sorts of different stuff.
Yeah, like you'll be walking around, and then
for your suit,
your handle or your personal call in and go, hey, there's a wanted criminal and such, you know, you're trying to capture him alive, and you'll get, you know, we'll get the reward and stuff like that. And, you know, and I think I did the same thing. I think I had like 500,000 or 600,000 when I got done with the first mission, but I haven't spent any of it yet. So
I need to go spend it on pink goggle lights.
Yeah, there you go. I need to look through the Uplay stuff because I have tons of Uplay points I've never spent. So
yeah, Uplay, you get like a couple of like armor pieces, like you get like blue lights, I think, that you can do for the goggles, and then some sort of like suit for Uplay. And I think there's like maybe a co-op mission you can unlock, something like that. I forget. I looked at them. I forgot what they were though.
Yeah, I haven't looked at them yet. But yeah,
yeah, I mean. Yeah, the Uplay points reminds me of, I think I got a bunch of Far Cry 3, and I'm like, what am I going to spend these on? I guess you can get some, for Far Cry 3, you can get like little bits of DLC and stuff.
Yeah.
Bonuses. Is that kind
of
cool?
Yeah, I've never spent all of them, so they keep adding up, like ever since, like, what, Assassin's Creed 2 or Brotherhood or something, whenever they started doing that.
Assassin's Creed 2. 1, damn you, Uplay. Why must you suck?
No, it wasn't there.
No, it was, I think it was 2, because I had a ton of them, and that's the only thing I ever spent them on was Assassin's Creed stuff. And
I did it like every game that comes out. It's like first I have enough to look at it. Like, okay, here's the two things I would actually want. I'll get that, and then forget wallpaper. Like, right. Come on, Uplay.
Yeah.
No one ever unlocks that crap.
I just use skins and DLC. You know, any kind of DLC stuff's usually the only thing I spend it on. But I think even with what was on Assassin's Creed 4, I think I bought it all even before I even started playing the game because I had enough points. And then, you know, you get all those points when you unlock them as you go in the game, so it's like I got them all back.
Yes. It's pretty good so far. I like the game, but there's still, like, It's a few little things. And one big little thing, like it's a little thing that's big in that it's a Splinter Cell game that's not a Splinter Cell game because of the voice.
Mm-hmm.
And this character redesign is not Sam Fisher, even though they're calling him that, which is a really weird disconnect when you're like supposed to have connections to stuff they refer to the last game, or call like your daughter on the phone, or you're talking to Grimm's daughter or whatever. All these people who know you, it's like, no, it's not Sam Fisher. He sounds like 20 years younger. As like, you're supposed to have a daughter that's like, what, in their 20s or something?
20s,
like,
yeah, something, 25.
Yeah, 30. I don't know. It's just like...
Yeah, it's hard to buy. No. I just can't buy into it. But
I want my drunken, gravelly Sam Fisher back.
Exactly.
No, not weird, nasally robot Sam Fisher.
I want my Highlander. I want my Highlander Sam Fisher back.
What?
He was in the Highlander. Did you ever see the Highlander movie, the first one?
Yes.
What's his name is in it? He was the bad guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he? Am I thinking of the same person?
I don't know. Here, okay, let's look.
I think I'm thinking of the same person.
You're looking at the interwebs. I didn't remember that. It's been forever since I've seen Highlander, though.
Well, and me too. I may be thinking of somebody
else. That's a great movie.
It's either the first one or the second one. I think maybe it was the second one.
It's like, for some reason, I don't think it's the first one.
I think it's the second one. The second one was one that was like set in the future, and they went.
That was the third one, right?
I don't know.
I think they made two technically sequels, and one is in the future where he's really old and he gets his youth back.
That's the second one.
But then there's like another sequel, which is also a second one, which is more like the first one.
I don't know. I didn't.
Outside of the first. The first one made a ton of money and it made that guy famous, and then the rest of his movies bombed and he was never in anything else.
Yeah. I think he was in the second one. I think he was the bad guy in the second one. It's been a long time since I've seen those movies.
It's like, I don't know why you're going to that instead of like other stuff that he's been in. Like, My Violence, that's been in lots.
There was supposed to be
a
Highlander video game. It's supposed to be the Jaguar, and it was horrible.
There was supposed to be one come out on the
PS3. Highlander 2.
I knew he was in one of them. I knew he was in one of them. I just couldn't remember which one.
That's not the first thing that would have jumped to mind for me. It would have been more something like, you know, Total Recall or Starship Trooper or something like that.
Yeah, he was in Total Recall. I forgot about that.
If you look at his IMDb page, he's only got 219 actor credits.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, some of which are, you know, like voice acting too, I'm sure. Yeah. He's one of those guys that's been in lots of things.
Yeah, that's true. Now, for some reason, though, I always remember him in Highlander, I guess because he had that long hair. I don't know. There's something, some reason it stuck out to me. Maybe it's because we watched that one way too much. We watched the second one almost as much as we watched the first one. I wish they'd make a Highlander game. I think that'd be cool. Well, anyway, that's another story or another topic for another time.
I think it would be a great topic.
It would be. Let's get into the news, though, this week and see what's been going on. PlayStation Now was revealed at CES the other day to rave reviews. Seems like everybody really liked it. Pretty much what it is...
Did they actually get to try it there?
Yes, they had it on display there where you could try it. You could play it on the Vita, and I think it was a PlayStation 4, I think. But apparently what it is it's their streaming service. If you don't know, if you're not familiar with it, that's coming out. It'll be in beta at the end of this month, and it will be available on PlayStation 4 and Vita this summer. And they had on display, they had Last of Us and Beyond Two Souls streaming, God of War and the Puppeteer was on the Vita, and you could also play it on a Bravia television without a console.
You'd still need something that could talk to a controller.
Yes, you could. It was the TV had Bluetooth in it, I believe, so you could. They had PlayStation controllers. Oh, yeah.
But it's like, okay, if you don't have a Sony TV or a Sony device, I wonder if there's anything else that you'll eventually.
It's
going to
be on.
It's
going to be on smartphones, and it's also going to be on tablets as well. So you'll be able to use it, through the PlayStation app on the iPad and iPhone and the Android as well.
I'm playing my PlayStation 3 game on my phone with a controller that's bigger than the phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it is going to be subscription based. They have not said how much it's going to cost. It's going to be a Netflix like feature. So,
It kind of makes sense, and it's also like, but if I already own or have owned, well, own this game, why can't I just have be able to
yeah.
do it for free?
Yeah, that's what I say.
I see why, you know, it's like, okay, so you got your old system, you'd have to keep it for that, but
right.
I don't know, it's still kind of like, meh.
You know, I don't understand why I can't pop it in the system. It connects on, you know, I take my PlayStation 2 copy of, I don't know, Ring of Red or something and pop it in the PlayStation 4, and the PlayStation 4 connects to the PlayStation Now server and goes, oh, he's got the game in the system, yeah. he can play it. And then it
this
just
seems more like PlayStation 2 would be more worth it, but PlayStation 3 not yet, because you could still just go buy a PS3 if you wanted.
That's true.
And get the games and keep it and be able to play it whenever you want and not need some, you know, nice internet connection to be up in order to right. play the stuff.
Well, the minimum they require, they're saying, is 5 megs, which isn't too bad. You know.
Yeah, but still, like, more than some people get.
That's true.
Especially if you don't live in, like, a city.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. I guess it depends on where you live. A buddy of mine lives out in the country. He gets 10 megs through DSL.
Can, but,
so.
I know some of my friends that live out in different places that they can't. It depends on, you know, what area of the right. country you're in, or you know, your country in particular. Probably anywhere but the U.S. This isn't really too much of a problem because we're, I don't know, stupid when it comes to the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's pretty cool. They showed, I've seen a lot of footage of them running on Vitas, playing Last of Us and stuff on Vita, which is really cool. It's a lot like the remote play for the PlayStation 4, you know, and everybody said there was a little lag. There was little to no lag, really. But, you know, it also, they didn't say how they had the, what kind of internet was set up at CES. You know, if it was direct linked, if it's something special, yeah. if they were working off this or that. There was a lot of stuff that they didn't say, but
reminds me kind of like when OnLive and stuff was first coming. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, it's awesome, but you know, how is it going to work in the real world where you're at is the big thing,
right? And they're not worried too much about the United States. It's Europe that they worry about with broadband strength over there, because I guess they don't have really good broadband strength like we have, and we are not as good as some of the other ones.
It depends. Some places are really freaking awesome over there, because yeah. I play with a lot of guys from, you know, the UK and other places in Europe, and some of them have insane internet connections, and some of them don't.
Yeah. What'd you say, Eric?
I think it depends where you live.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh yeah, like some of the major cities in Europe have like really really fast stuff, but you know, some countries don't. It just, yeah, it's hit or miss. Same here, kind of like which states you're in. Right. Some states have better infrastructure built up.
And also, you know, it depends on your provider and they're throttling yeah. you and cable, fiber, DSL. I mean,
right, and caps and everything else. So,
list goes on.
Yeah, but if they make it $10 a month, unlimited play, you know, I can play whatever, I would be all right with that. I would.
Yeah, they haven't really said how much it's going to be.
No, they have not said how much yeah. it's going to be. You know, they haven't said if it's going to be, you know, maybe a discount for PlayStation Plus owners. They haven't said anything like that yet. Pretty much, they just had.
Well, what would be cool is if, like, for PlayStation Plus, if you didn't have a discount, if it was still like you got to play it for like so many hours a month or something,
right?
If you had PlayStation Plus, that might be kind of cool, because that would get people actually using it, mm-hmm. and then like, oh, I really like this. I'll pay extra on top of my PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Or heck, just bundle it into it, and that'll make PlayStation Plus even more awesome.
One of the cool things about it was that I thought was awesome is you could still do online multiplayer with games. So if it's a game that has online multiplayer, it'll work through that. The trophies count to it, so the trophies will work with it too. Which cool. is cool.
Trophies is cool.
Saves
online
as well.
Multiplayer though, that seems like it might be difficult because you're doing basically internet for two things at once.
Well, I guess, but I guess since it's going through, you know, it's actually
you're streaming the game and then also your data and stuff. I don't know. Just, I'm sure there's some weird way to technically wise that works just fine. It just, maybe it's because it is. All that would be coming from their server side yeah. and not from you now that it would work.
I guess. I guess since you're going from here to their streaming service, and then the streaming service is connecting to the multiplayer. I don't know.
It just seems like it would cause more ping and lag for the multiplayer thing because all the data's got a few more bottlenecks in between there.
Yeah, I would think.
It's like, what you're doing is going to the server to tell you to do it, and then it's telling all the server what everybody's doing, and it just seems like it would bog down.
I would think so.
It'll probably vary game to game, though.
Yeah. I mean, and probably how many people are on the server at the time and things like that. So a lot of questions, you know, they didn't answer, you know, whether they could answer them or not. I don't know. With it not being in beta yet, you know, it looks like the end of the month it's going to be beta, and they have not said how they're going to roll out the beta. If, you know,
Something tells me that they've tried it with multiplayer games and say just enough to say, okay, it kind of functions, but they haven't done it hardcore enough to really like, okay, can you really do it very well or not? That'll be something that'll have to be sussed out in the beta when people actually try it.
Yeah, but every website that I saw online that had somebody there playing it really liked it, said it worked really well. So hopefully when it comes out in the real world,
we know how that can work sometimes, because you know, you got stuff like Battlefield 4 that like shows really great, it shows and it played really well because it's all on some specific, you know, setup, but as soon as it gets out in the real world, there's all sorts of problems with it,
right? And that's
including the next game that we're going to talk about.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. You know, it's a little, you know, it's we'll see what it's like when it comes out in real world. You know, it's, you know, worked good there, but we'll see how it does in beta and even when it's released. Because I mean, Battlefield did good in beta, and then they released it. So you know, who knows? But yeah, our next story: SimCity offline mode and mods are finally coming after what, 2 years or however long it's been since the game has been out, a year and a half.
Yay, look, here's what you do. The only reason it took this long is so that they could pretend that it actually took this long to do.
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, people hacked into offline mode like pretty quick after that game came out. They're all like pretending when it first came out,
are they trying to be like, okay, so now that we have all these things that you people wanted from like day one, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, it's too little too late for the game. You know, I bought it when it came out. It had a lot of bugs. It had a lot of problems. I quit playing it, and I haven't played it since. And I know they've had like 10 updates since then, or 8 updates or something like that.
This will be number 10 is what it says.
Is it? Okay. I knew it was, they've had 8 or 9.
Which they still haven't said when exactly it's coming.
No, they haven't. They just, it was just today or yesterday. I think it was today. They said it's this afternoon, but they didn't say when it was coming out. But.
Yeah. I was looking on Twitter, and the reaction to it from some of my friends is like, okay, so here's the thing in here that should have been there from the beginning that you said that you couldn't do. Well, yeah, forget you guys. We're, you know, angry at you. You're stupid.
Yeah.
Pretty much is the gist.
We're done.
And that's a sad thing. It's like I said, I haven't...
Too little, too late.
Pretty much.
And thank you for lying to us from the beginning.
Yeah. And we knew that when they said it. I'm like, come on. No.
Yeah.
Whatever. But now, and they put mod support in, which is cool. But it's like, meh, I don't care. I don't care now.
Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah, that ship sailed a long time ago. So, yeah. Came out the other day that Silicon Knights owes Epic Games $9.2 million.
I'm going to have to look into that. What game did they make?
They made Two Human. And they used.
They've made a ton of stuff over the years.
Yeah.
But. That was the last one, and that's kind of what started all the trouble with Epic.
Right, because they used the Unreal Engine without paying for it or something like that.
Well, yeah, they're all, like, throughout this whole... Yeah, they finally had, yet another ruling that says, no, Silicon Knights, just shut up, go away, you messed up here.
Yeah.
Pretty much, like, they keep appealing it throughout this whole thing. But they claimed that they'd only used, less than 1%. Of the engine, and it turns out it was more like 20% and some other stuff, and it's just like, yeah. You're not weaseling out of it, Silicon Knights. You just screwed up.
Yeah, pretty much. Which is,
well, like, they had their X-Men game that came out semi recently that all of the stuff was supposed to be like destroyed according to the course and stuff. It's just ridiculous, this whole saga.
I was reading on their Kickstarter, Shadow of the Eternals. It looks like they put it twice up there on Kickstarter and it failed.
Well, that's not even Silicon Knights, but the only they would have done so much better with that Kickstarter if they hadn't had Dennis Dak in there.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they wanted.
I want that game because it looks like, you know, I love Eternal Darkness, and anyone who's wanting to do sort of like a even spiritual follow-up to that, like, yes, I would like that game, but not from him.
I mean, that's a game on my I need to play list. That's why I still have a backwards compatible Wii. That's one of the reasons I bought a GameCube controller, right. Wireless one, so I can play it.
Eternal Darkness is great, which is kind of why
I want to see my TV bleed.
Yeah, that's why Too Human was made such a stink, because Eternal Darkness was a really good game that a lot of people loved, and there's what else was it? The Twin Snakes port of Metal Gear on the GameCube, they did that, and that was really good.
Yeah.
And then they hyped up Too Human so much before it came out, like, yeah, we're going to make a trilogy of it, it's going to be awesome. And then it hit with a thud because it came out and it was just kind of okay at best, and some people hated it, some people were like, yeah, it's not too bad, and that's just, with all the hype and stuff leading into that, it had to be super duper awesome in order to do anything at all, and it just didn't get anywhere close.
No, it didn't.
Let alone all this behind the scenes stuff that, came out later.
Yeah, years later, years and years later, but, now, let's see, I think I ended up buying another copy of that just to have it at GameStop a few months ago for like $3 used.
Oh, why did you find me one?
I didn't know you wanted one.
Too Human is, it's interesting. It's not good, but it's interesting because they tried to do some different stuff with it that just didn't work, but it was a cool way to try and do some things that I think if they'd spent another year with it, maybe they could have got more. Because if you remember, they had a lot of the controls for that game were on the right stick. Mm-hmm. Which at that point hadn't happened much, but now, especially in sports games, it's like everywhere. Yeah. Everybody does it. Yeah. It was actually controlled kind of cool. It's just, I don't know, the game surrounding it was just kind of middling, that if they'd had more time to polish it, that I think it could have been really, really good. They just didn't quite get there.
I need to pop it in and play it again, because I have not played it since it first came out. And I remember,
Too Human.
Yeah, and I remember liking it, going, it's okay, but it wasn't that great. And I don't even remember too much about it. So I need to give it another
shot. One of those things that's got a lot of good things, and it's got a lot of kind of bad things that drag it down that just doesn't quite push through into being a really good game. It's got some really neat ideas. It's got a nice, it looks okay. It's got a cool aesthetic to it. Like, the idea behind it could have been really good. Like, the story is okay, but not any worse than any other game, really.
Yeah.
But it's got a few little things with mechanics and other things in it that just kind of didn't quite get there. That kind of got in its own way more than anything else.
Yeah.
Well, especially the death. Or, well, not death, because you don't really die. The respawn mechanic or something where, this little Valkyrie comes and picks you up when you die, and it takes, 5 years in order to start playing again.
Yeah.
Somewhere close to that. It's probably more 30 seconds, but it feels like forever when you're playing. It's just want to play and go kill some things again. Come on!
I really want to play Eternal Darkness now. Let's see if a disc-only copy on eBay. I don't care. It doesn't have to be complete. Ooh, $18.
Just for a disc copy? Or is it complete?
It's a good game.
It's a good game. Disc-only.
I've seen most complete copies go between 30 and 40. Ooh, there's one for $30.
I played that game through enough to get all the the complete ending with the purple.
Oh, did you?
If you remember how that setup, it had the blue, the red, and the green kind of gods or whatever, they're tied together. But then there's also kind of the purple one.
15 hours.
It's a little bit longer.
Yeah,
depends on how much you get into it, because you can put quite a bit if you want, especially if you go back and replay it.
I don't know if I still got that game. I had it at one time. I don't know if I still do.
All right, maybe I'll just borrow it from somebody.
I'll have to see if I've got it. I haven't looked through my GameCube games in a while. I might have it in
Borrowing
there.
Borrowing would be better than buying. I might as well give it a shot.
Yeah, I'll see if I've got it. I might have it in there. I really don't remember. Speaking of,
you do get to play it, just don't take your sanity meter up to full all the time. Let yourself go crazy. Okay. It makes the game so much
Does
crazier.
The game let you use a shotgun to blast zombie demon things?
I do believe sometimes you can use a shotgun. Not all the time. You play a bunch of different characters in that game. Yeah. So, yeah.
This is totally off topic, but since we're talking about Eternal Darkness, I have to say one of the creepiest games I played this last year outside of Last Light was Shadows of the Damned. I know one of you played that, right?
Shadows of the Damned.
No, I did not.
I don't think I did either.
Grasshopper, Suda 51.
I know you're talking about it.
I think you can get it for $20 or less. I highly recommend it. It's very twisted, and you get to shoot things.
No, I didn't play that one. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah,
it's a good game. Kind of reminds me of Resident Evil 4.
Hmm.
And that's about the closest thing, with a little bit of humor.
Hmm.
And lots of inappropriate adult humor. Ah. Just keep that.
That's the best.
Yeah, really.
Killer is Dead. I think you would have picked that up.
Yeah,
right?
I picked it up.
And did you play it?
I played a little bit of it, a level or two. I haven't played a whole lot of it. It's.
I hear if you like Shadows of the Damned, you like
Killer. Okay. It's because it's very weird. It's a very strange game. But I mean, it's a good game, but it's a very strange game.
Yeah. Did you get the limited edition?
Yeah, I did. It was just a blind. It was a blind order from Amazon. So
you can still get it on Amazon for $20.
Yeah,
and I think it comes with limited edition. It comes with an art.
Yeah, book. It comes with an art book and some DLC.
So it's cel shaded and there's lots of gore, yep. Right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of gore.
Yeah, which kind of makes me. I like Shadows of the Damned, and if I like this game, I should go back and play like.
I like
No More Heroes.
Yeah, I was gonna say I like No More Heroes. That's but why I bought it.
The second one was on PS3, and I really like that. The first one on Wii was fun, but. You know, you're limited.
I didn't get a chance to play the second one. It came out and it was gone before I bought it, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And I haven't went back to look for it. I kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, I think you can get it. Really
I'm sure. I'm sure you probably can. Once I got Killer is Dead, I was like, you know, I really need to get that game too because I hadn't played it.
The thing is, those are all like very like niche games.
Yeah,
like you either like because of style or you like that kind of game, or maybe you like the. Publisher.
Yeah, I like that style of game. So.
Did I get Shadows of the Damned through Gamefly? I think I did, and I was like, I have to play this. I read like great things about it, and it was one of those games. I fired it up on a Saturday, played like 4 hours straight, and by next weekend I finished it, and I was like, one of those games just sucked you in for this short little bit of time. Ooh, it is $20.
Yeah, well, that's not bad. All right, speaking of the games that sucked you in, Mafia 2 was one of those games that I just absolutely loved. Played the crap out of it. Unfortunately, 2K Czech office was shut down, and they were supposedly...
They're the guys behind it.
Yeah, right? They did two, and supposedly they were working on Mafia 3. They shut down the office, but they laid off... Not all the staff was being laid off. They were moving them around, apparently, to other offices.
Shuffling
people around to California and things like that. So hopefully it doesn't mean that Mafia 3 is out of the question eventually. Hopefully by that team, they're supposed to bring it out on Xbox One and PlayStation 4 was what they were saying. So hopefully that is not a sign to say that the Mafia franchise is dead. Because I did like Mafia 2. I played it on PC and I played it on PlayStation 3. And I think I played it on 360. I think I beat it on all three of them, actually. Because I got it on sale, on a Steam sale, and played through it. And then I was like, you know what? I like that game. Let me go buy it on Xbox and play it on that. And then I got it on PlayStation 3 through the PlayStation Plus European account I have and ended up playing it again.
And you played all the way through again yep. Because you have nothing better.
Pretty much. I really liked that game. I liked the whole satire. I liked the music. I liked I liked what it was set, the setting of the game.
I liked the game, and I was glad I finished it, but I felt that the whole environment, the whole open world thing was pretty empty.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was.
And which is probably it's, but at the same time, it is fun. It was, I liked the cars, and I liked the action, and the story was good, and I enjoyed finishing it when I was
However,
done.
I bet that it's not quite as bad a problem as L.A. Confidential. Or not Confidential, Blood Noir.
L.A. Noir.
Because that game had a huge map that like 80% of it you don't really ever use.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
I mean, like, I'm bored.
It wasn't that bad. Not like L.A. Noir, because you couldn't really, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like L.A. Noir is like, it could have been, it was good, it was decent, but it could have been really, really good if they just dished the whole map that they spent so much time making, this huge detailed map that they don't use. Yeah.
I mean, actually, I reached the point where I was getting frustrated with the game. I just wanted to finish it so I could finish my review. So I might have accidentally, may have used a guide to get through some of the stuff.
Oh, no.
What?
Shun.
I have no problems using guides.
I don't either.
And then after I was done with the game, I was like, I'm never playing this again. I'm done.
Yeah, I don't either.
It doesn't bother me. I'll go to a guide sometimes if I can't figure out what to do. I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Usually I don't have to go to a guide to figure out what to do. It's just if I'm trying to find some random collectibles that are left over that are hidden some random place. It's like,
I discovered the guide for Mafia 2 to get all the magazines, the Playboys.
Yeah.
3/4 of the way through the game, I was like, I'm not going to backtrack. I'm done.
Yeah.
because a lot of them are in chapters. You have to go back and replay the chapter. So I just kind of like kept an open eye.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I know you collected all of them.
I did in, I don't remember which version it was I played. I think it was the PC version. I think it's the one that I collected them all in. The other two, two times I played it, I did not collect all of them. I just went through and played it. But
you know what game you should buy? The Darkness 2. Have you played that
yet? I played The Darkness. I didn't play the second one.
No, see, the first one I was kind of interested in, but the second one, yeah, the story's kind of crummy, but when you get your powers and your, oh, that's a good game. It's fun. It's $3 right now for PC on the Microsoft Store.
No, that's not bad. $3, how bad can it be for $3?
It's entertaining. It's decent. Yeah. It has multiplayer, too.
Oh, does it? See, I didn't know that.
And that's interesting to play with different people with, like, they have the demons, but they have, like, different special abilities, and I think the multiplayer is actually co-op, if I remember, not actually multiplayer. So that's pretty cool. They pit you against, like, a boss. Kind of like horde mode a little
bit. Cool. That's one of those, that's one of those games I wanted to play. I just never did. I don't know why. I don't know. Probably something else came out around that time when it came out that it lost interest in it. But $3, I mean, how bad can it be for $3? $3 is...
Yeah.
It's a bottle of pop and a chips. It's a bag of chips.
I don't know.
I'd rather buy a bag of chips.
It depends. If they're those Ruffles spicy honey mustard chips, then I'm all for those. I'd rather spend that. But anyway, let's see what else was going on. Twitch this week came out and said that direct broadcasting from Xbox One will be available sometime. They haven't said when. There was no. They sent out a tweet that said there was no ETA from Microsoft. They expect a few more months. If they know sooner, they'll update everybody. And I find this very, very strange. I don't understand what the problem is. You know, because, I mean, right out of the box, day one, PlayStation 4, it worked fine. From the PlayStation 4 side of it. So I don't understand what's up with the Xbox One.
Wasn't Twitch added later?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I think I remember it from E3. It was like, ooh, Twitch is on PlayStation 4, not the Xbox. And then Xbox later on said, yeah, we got Twitch too.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I think it's just one of those things where they just have to actually set it up, and they haven't quite done that yet because they're still doing so many different things that they have to add in the OS and apps and whatnot. That
I guess.
I don't know. Maybe if it comes out and it works fine, that's cool. If it comes out and it has problems with it, that's not quite as cool. Because, like, okay, if they're taking their time to get it done and do it right, that's fine. I'm fine with that. I'd rather they do that than throw it out now and it's like, oh, so many problems and it crashes stuff.
Well, and I'm wondering if they just didn't think it was going to be that much of a demand for it.
Yeah, and it's also, you got to remember, like, if you stream anything on, like, your PC or something, it does take a hit on your system, so they're just probably also more engineering-wise have to make sure that it works.
Yeah, it could be that, but you know, when Sony came out and said, you know, they had 1.7 million gameplay broadcasts streamed from the PlayStation 4, and Twitch said...
how many naked people?
Yeah, well, the,
that's what they should stat up of, all the random people in Playroom doing stupid stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And then Twitch said that 20% of their streaming... their stuff streaming on their site comes from the PlayStation 4. So it's like, you know, maybe Microsoft didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal to people. Plus, you know, Microsoft, you can use, if you have a external game capture device, you can use that now with no problems on it with HDMI. Yeah. So maybe that's why they're not in a big hurry to do it. Maybe they just figure out people, if they want to do it that bad, they'll go out and buy a Elgato or a Roxio or a you know, one of the other streaming devices that'll work with it, maybe. I don't know.
I'd be interested to see how much actual content is on Twitch from PlayStation if they didn't have the Playroom.
Well,
because I think that that's actually a big chunk of it.
The Playroom, I don't know how much of it's taken into account now, because you can't, if you go on the Twitch website, you cannot see the Playroom stuff.
True.
You can only do it if you have a PlayStation 4. You can still see the Playroom stuff. But I don't know. They didn't, you know, nobody said those numbers, you know, how they,
it could be something that has nothing to do with it working either. It could just be an actual deal with, like, you know, lawyers holding something.
That could be too. I don't know. Seems strange though. It seems like it'd be something.
It possibly even because of the, you know, the stuff with Playroom and people doing stuff in it and all that, little weirdness at launch with the PlayStation that Microsoft is looking at, saying, oh, okay, we need to make sure we be careful before we just...
Right, that could be
it
too.
It could be that too. Yep. It's probably a combination of things.
Who knows? Speaking of...
Really, it doesn't matter that much until they put out some actual new games again, because we've already had kind of launch time. So, I mean, people might stream some stuff now, but there's not really anything new that everyone's going to want to flock to yet until about Titanfall comes out. So,
and, you know, that's the thing. There has been a real...
Maybe that's also what they're doing. Let's wait until we have something and hit it at the same time. Could be. You know, more of a scheduling thing. We want to maximize our stuff.
The one thing. There has been such a gap between new games and launch date games, you know, especially on PlayStation 4. Nothing comes out on PlayStation 4 until Thief, and that's like the end of February, I think, or mid-February.
Yeah, but that's a console launch. It usually takes a little bit to get the schedule really, really going as you switch over. You know, you have the crossover where people are still working on, you know, last-gen games, or they're working on a version for both, or whatever. And it also just takes people longer to make stuff at first because they're not quite familiar with the hardware yet, so you can't, like, you're not in the full production mode of cranking out stuff a whole lot as you are, like, right in the middle of, like, you know, 360 and PlayStation 3, you know, that gen where they could throw out a ton of year. They're not quite ramped up to that.
Well,
yet,
you know, so. I bought my PlayStation or my 360 at least a good month or two after the original launch. So, you know, there wasn't very many games out then, but then I remember the next game that came out was Elder Scrolls and then Ghost Recon, I think, and then it kind of took off from there and kind of started rolling.
It'll start rolling throughout this year, but you'll have a few in sort of spring, maybe early summer. Then there'll probably be a gap because it's always a gap.
Yeah, there always is.
But as soon as fall hits and there's a bunch of games, then and then through you know, that'll pick up a lot on both of the consoles, and then through 2015 it'll be starting to feel like, okay, now we're feeling like games are coming out a lot more often.
Yeah, and this summer will be even a bigger gap for me because there's no college football coming out, so there won't be a game in July for me to buy. So it'll be like June and then July and then August. It'll be September probably before anything comes out. So I'll use the summer to catch up on some stuff. So speaking of sales numbers, Nintendo revealed 11.5 million 3DSs sold in the U.S. to date. Apparently, software sales in the U.S. rose 45% compared to last year, or 2012, I should say. It's just amazing how many stupid 3DSs they sell. It's just insane. And that's...
Well, as soon as they got a few games out for it and they lowered that price from the original thing, it made a big turnaround, and they're selling like hotcakes, just like the DS did.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and the 2DS launched this fall, so that helped. And then 3DS came out and they had all these cool... That's the thing with them. They bring out all these cool different paint job 3DSs, and, you know, some people will trade in their old 3DS to get the new one and stuff like that. And
Doing that with their handheld stuff for forever.
Yep.
But again, it's like, it's Nintendo and they do handhelds really, really good, and they've yet to do like a bad handheld system. Like, it might have a little hitch here, like the beginning of 3DS, but they get rolling, and, you know, you get your Pokemon games out and your Mario games out on it, and boom, suddenly you've sold several million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy, though. 11.5 million. That's just wow.
You know what would be an interesting topic to talk about on the show is, for this next generation, who's going to have the shovelware console? It's the system that where all the garbage gets dumped on. I don't know if we could say it would be the Wii U.
Can we just have somebody release a new console here in the next few months called the Garbageware?
Yeah.
The Garbageware.
So that all the other platforms can just not have it.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's garbage. That's a good thing. We'll have to think about that and maybe talk about that next time, because I don't know.
Yeah. Good, because it's interesting to look back at the last generation and the generation before that who had the console where the junk was dumped to.
That was the Wii.
The idea. Cool, the idea.
Well, just wait for the next, and whoever sells the most over this first year, if it's a big lead. If it's a big lead, that'll be the one. If it's not, then it'll just be spread over.
Right.
And for the PlayStation, Xbox, GameCube. Maybe the PS2 because it was so successful.
What do you mean maybe? It's definitely the PS2.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Easily, because that system had so many more games out for it than the other two, just because of the shovelware.
Probably PlayStation 1, but N64 does have a lot of garbage on it.
Yeah, it does. You're right. Yeah, that'd be interesting anyway, to really get into numbers and looking at stuff. Yeah, it would. All right. Sony Online Entertainment is tossing around maybe offering one subscription for all its titles, like PlanetSide 2, DC Universe Online, EverQuest Next. All of them, you'd pay like $15 a month or whatever, and you could play all those games at subscriber status for one price, which I don't know why they didn't haven't tried this
to me. This sounds like, okay, that's cool, but no.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
It's like a good idea, and you can play, but if you're going to be playing any of these to get your money's worth out of it, to be worth having that, you're going to be playing it enough that you don't have time to play the other.
Right. Well, and I don't know why they didn't do it a long time ago, back when they used to have...
The only way it would be good... Okay. It'd be good if you, like, did that, and you're like, okay, I'm going to play PlanetSide 2 for this month, and a couple months, and you're like, okay, now I'm tired of PlanetSide 2. I want to go jump over to this MMO or whatever.
Well...
That would be good, I guess. And then you just have the one subscription. You don't have to jump over to another one. If you care.
Back in the day when they...
You can still play free.
When they had, you know... EverQuest and EverQuest Online Adventures and PlanetSide 2 and Star Wars Galaxies and stuff like that, I could see it. But now it's like, well, you got PlanetSide 2, which is free to play anyway. I don't, you know, DC Universe is free to play. I wouldn't spend any money on any of them. I don't know if EverQuest Next is going to be free to play or not. I don't think so.
Yes,
I don't remember.
It's like, if they're free to play, you can get in there and play them and have a lot of fun. If you get to the point where you want to pay money for it, you're probably only get there with one, maybe two of them.
And
this point, because you can just, if you're just going to be dabbling in it anyway, why pay for it?
Yeah, and I don't understand why they want to do this kind of model, or why they're even thinking about this model anyway, because when they had them set up on a monthly subscription, even when you had to pay a month for each one of them, they didn't make the money that they make when they're free to play, because people are spending more money on it free to play than they are with a subscription anyway. So
yeah, people buy, you know, all the little like hats and things, buy XP boosts, buy all this other junk because they're like, yeah, it's just $5 here, $2 there, and it adds up, and they totally make tons of money. Even though like there's plenty of people who still just play it and don't pay anything, it still works out.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of strange, but whatever. It's
PlanetSide 2 is like, I keep being tempted to go back into that game because they're going to be adding another continent to it soon, and they've made so many updates to it over the last year. Like, that game's like crazy, like all the stuff that it does.
I'm just waiting for the PS4 version at this point.
It's one of those, it's one of those things that is kind of like, I kind of want to, but then it's also daunting because there's so much stuff in there. This is like the time commitment that you'd have to say, okay, I'm gonna start playing this. Is like, never mind. That's what gets me every time.
My brain is fried because
I'll see like a video on it, it'll go up on YouTube or somewhere. I'll see, I'm like, oh yeah, that's awesome, I should play that again sometime soon. And then I think about it, like, oh wait, that's gonna take a lot of time that I don't really have. Never mind.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the next two stories I put in everything else because they really weren't gamer-related. I mean, kind of the Vizio thing was. Vizio at CES announced they were going to offer a 50-inch 4K TV starting at $1,000, which I thought was really good, especially if it's somebody who's looking to buy an HD TV, upgrade their current TV or something like that. A 50-inch 4K for $1,000. And that's
not too new, shabby.
And I mean, it's...
Well, how much is a 50-inch, just normal 1080p kind of one right now? So I don't pay attention.
You know what? I haven't looked for a while because I haven't needed to buy a television.
Well, yeah, that's where most people are. It's like, we've got like 15 1080p's on our refrigerator. What do we need another one?
Let's see. Let's just go to old Best Buy real quick and put in 50-inch LED and see what comes up. Toshiba, there's a Toshiba for $600. There's a Samsung for $800. Yeah, so yeah, I mean,
that seems about like a decent difference in price. That's not like, okay, I'm paying more, but I'm not paying like tons.
Yeah,
more.
Well, considering like some of the companies are charging for 50 inches, are charging like $3,000 or $4,000. To get a 4K TV that's full LED backlit with internet apps and, you know, a quad core.
They charge way too
GPU
much for TVs for what they are.
Well, that's true. I mean, they do. But, you know, this is, if somebody was looking, like, let's say they had an older TV, older HD TV, then they were looking to upgrade it. and get kind of ahead of the curve a little bit. You know, I say ahead of the curve a little bit, but it's not that far ahead of the curve. I mean, it's not bad considering the 70-inch version is going to be $2,600, which is still not bad.
Yeah, if you actually want a 4K TV, that's definitely probably worth looking into.
Well, I know over the summer they had a 70-inch, or over the summer, over Black Friday, Best Buy had a 70-inch for like $700. You know, a 1080p 70-inch. So it's like, okay, you could get a 70-inch for a little over $1,000 now, or I can go ahead and get a 50-inch 4K and kind of be ahead of where I need to be, you know. But
yeah, because there's not really even 4K content.
No, yet. Not really. You know, but to be able to get ahead of it and not have to pay out nose is not bad. But I thought that was...
Yeah, because normally if you're buying this, you are playing way out the nose for it. So that's definitely not too bad.
So, and maybe it's Vizio kind of looking, saying, well, you know what? People are not, you know, probably not going to spend big money on a TV. Would rather take a hit and get 4K into houses. Maybe get 4K content into houses a little quicker, too. Maybe that's one thing. The other news... that I put in other stuff or anything else was the WWE Network was officially announced at CES. Now, I have not watched wrestling.
Well, they're finally putting that out. I've been working on that for years. And the only reason I know that is because I know somebody who works for the WWE doing like animation stuff.
Well, they announced it back in 2011 and it was scheduled to debut in 2012 and it didn't happen for one reason or another. But they had it on site showing what it could do. It's 24/7 streaming. It's $10 a month. It includes all the pay-per-views. It includes all the WrestleManias, so you could go all the way back and watch WrestleMania 1. The one catch with it is you have to do a 6-month contract with it. So you have to stick with it for 6 months. And pretty much the reason why they do that is so people can't pay $9.99, watch WrestleMania, and then unsubscribe to it. Because, you know, that's they still want people, you know, if you're not going to do their app thing, their network thing, then they want you to buy the pay-per-view. So
if you're way into wrestling, then you'll probably be dropping 6 months anyway, at least. So
They were showing...
It's a very niche network, so...
It is, but they were showing a lot of cool stuff. I mean, you could watch the old wrestling shows. You could watch the behind-the-scenes things. They're going to have a reality show with old wrestlers living together in a house, like Rowdy Roddy Piper and Hacksaw Jim Duggan and stuff like that. I saw that. I mean, and I have no interest in that whatsoever, but when I saw that, I'm like, you know what? That might be freaking hilarious.
It's so absurd. It might
work. I was like, man, that's so stupid. It might actually be funny. But yeah, if you're a wrestling fan out there, because you know they're going to have all the, you know, you have the WWE stuff, you have the WCW, you have the ECW, they'll have encore presentations of their Raw and SmackDown, and all this stuff, post pre-shows for Raw and SmackDown, post shows, you know, things like that. It's called the Legends House, where WWE stars like Rowdy Roddy Piper and Hacksaw Jim Duggan live together in a house. I just think that sounds hilarious. But you'll be able to get it on your Kindle Fire, Android, iOS, Samsung Galaxy, iPads, iPhones, Roku, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4.
So pretty much everything.
Smart TV.
That sounds like, hey, if this is something you're into, it's pretty cool.
Well, what I like about it is maybe if it does well, that... local networks on cable will look at this and go, you know what, maybe we can offer something like this, you know, that people would actually cut the cable cord, but yet we would still get revenue from people watching, you know, Fox Network online or, you know, some way to...
Well, that wouldn't be local places. That'd just be the whole network.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Local affiliates would... The only thing that would be weird for that is what would happen to all the news channels, basically. But other than that, local affiliates don't really do much other than just...
No.
Here's some syndicated stuff, and here's the network shows. Well, you know, if we have news, then we also do news.
That's what I mean. I mean like the Fox stuff, not the local stuff, the network stuff. You know, the football,
I'm just saying, if that happened, if all like the major networks like Fox and NBC, ABC all went to this type of a thing, or something similar, what would happen, you know... would there just be all of the news in a city would turn into just one news outlet that goes on public access?
Well,
or
they probably. I don't think you'd get people that would still watch it on regular, you know, cable or satellite and stuff that would make up the difference. But you know, for people that's like cut the cord,
it's just taking it to the extreme. What if? What would happen?
I don't know. I think it would bode well because for me, I'm the type of person who has several times once. You know what? We have DirecTV. I don't watch a lot on it, but this show. Why not just subscribe to it on iTunes and just download it the next day and be done with it? If they would offer something like that on demand where I could just pay $10 a month to get Fox or $10 a month to get CBS or $10 a month to get this or that, you know, whatever channel I want that we watch, I would do that.
Or even get like, okay, pay, you know, $10 or $20 a month and you get access to up to 10 primetime shows on the major networks, you know, or something. Mm-hmm. Like, you have like a network list. You can pick any shows from here up to 15 or something and you can get them.
Yeah.
That would be something to be good.
Yeah, and maybe that's something that, you know, this will spawn if it does well. Who knows? You know, who's to say? But yeah, I'm glad to see it happen though, because it looks really cool. What I've seen.
Yeah, it's like what they're doing with it seems cool. You know, I'm not into that necessarily, but like, hey, if it spawns some other place is doing it, and it'd be for something I'd be more into, that'd be kind of awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like I could see, like, if you're into the subject matter, that would be a really cool thing to have.
If they'd have done this 10 years ago when I was into wrestling, I would have jumped on it in a heartbeat. But now it's like, meh.
No, you're like, I'm not into that.
It used to be every Monday night, me and, you know, two or three of my real good friends would meet at somebody's house, and that's what we do. We'd play video games and watch wrestling all night. But once I got married and moved away, it was like, I have no interest in it anymore. but, you know, if it, like I said, if it was a couple of years ago, 10 years ago, yeah, I would have been all over it. So the other thing I put in there is the PSN 14 for 14 sale that's going on starting tomorrow. 14 games between PlayStation 3 and Vita that are on sale anywhere from 30 to 75% off, depending on if you're PlayStation Plus members. A lot of cool things on there. Deus Ex Human Revolution Director's Cut. Enslaved Odyssey to the West. Odyssey to the West.
$13.49. That's tempting. I wonder if I can get a cheaper disc copy.
I don't know. I already have the.
I have
all the DLC.
Because Director's Cut's fairly new.
But if.
Come on, Amazon.
$5 for Enslaved Odyssey to the West. That was a really good game for $5.
That's a great game.
It's a good game.
I really liked Puppeteer, $7. I hear a lot of good things about it. Tales of Azalea, or however you say it. I just bought that over Black
Friday. I think it's Zillia. Yeah,
I bought it over Black Friday for $20 on disc, and here it is $10 digital, so that's pretty good.
That's $13.49. Now that's the season pass.
Yes, that's the season pass. I'll be picking that
cross
one
buy?
Up.
Cross-buy?
You'd hope
it's season
cross
pass.
Play? No. Telltale doesn't do those cross-play, cross-buy.
Still, for less than $15 for PlayStation Plus, that's a great deal.
I'm going to pick it up because I need to buy the season.
I don't think I've seen it cheaper.
I haven't seen it.
Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon for $3.75 is a really good price, too. That's a fun game. Maybe like 80s.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Lots of Vita cross-buy games. Limbo, $3.75.
Nobody wants to buy Epic Mickey 2. That's a horrible game.
Like Limbo's $3.75. That's for the PlayStation 3 version and the Vita version.
Doesn't Peace... Oh, yeah, Peace Walker's
a good game. Peace Walker's a good game. $5.
Fly Cooper, Soul Sacrifice.
Walking Dead Season 1 for Vita, $5.
$5.
You can't beat that for $5.
That's a good way to use your Vita.
Yeah.
It's a perfect way to play it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So, anything else? What was that you picked up?
I picked up Legends of Zelda Collector's Edition for GameCube for $4.
That's the one that has like all of the Legends of Zelda on it.
It's one of the rarest games you can find for GameCube. It resells.
I remember in college when that came out.
Make me money.
Yeah, one of my friends went and got that in college for somewhere. Like they went to Walmart on like a Black Friday or something crazy.
Wasn't that the one that you had to? What was the one that you had to get it through Nintendo Power? Which one was that? Was that the two disc one that had?
Yeah, that was the Master
Quest. Yeah, the Master Quest one. I always get those two confused.
In honor of Blockbuster closing, I picked up a few Blockbuster clearance games, too. This weekend, it was 80% off. Yeah. These are all for resale. There's not really one I'm keeping. Well, if I could find a PS3 version of Devil May Cry, I would have kept it, but that's free on PlayStation Plus. So I picked up that, a couple other things like WWE All-Stars and WWE 13. I also picked up Sleeping Dogs for PS3, which surprisingly has a pretty high trading value on a couple sites, even though it's been free on PlayStation Plus for a while.
That just reminded me of something.
I spent like less than $30, so...
One of the challenges in Splinter Cell Blacklist is for knocking out, I think it's 5 dogs with knockout gas, and it's called Sleeping Dogs. It made me giggle.
That's funny. Yeah, that Legend of Zelda Collector's Edition was the one I always wanted. We'd get it in, when I worked at GameStop, we'd get it in there all the time, and it was always like $35 or $40, and I just was like, no, I'm not spending that much on it.
It's... I think, okay, so the emulated versions, I think it has Zelda. Ooh, I gotta look this up. I gotta remember.
Yeah, I don't really remember. It's been a while since I've seen a copy, so.
I think it's everything up through the 64.
Yeah, it has Legend of Zelda 1, 2, 64 games. Oh, Majora's Mask 2. It has a demo version of Wind Waker. I don't need to play the N64 games again. And out of all those, the one I really want to play is the first Zelda game. Solution: get the ROM for them.
Yeah.
Ding.
Yeah, this is the one they always.
Yeah, I used to have.
I don't mean to advocate piracy or anything. You can get the cart copy of Zelda 1 for next to nothing, or you can get it for GBA for next to nothing too.
Yeah.
I used to have the Ocarina of Time Master Quest. But that I don't have it anymore.
Too. That's a nice. That's. Yeah, I was browsing through my games and I realized that my brother got me the Dungeons and Dragons Anthology Master Collection like a year ago. It's still sealed. It's for PC. It has Baldur's Gate 1 and 2, Icewind Dale 1 and 2, Planescape Torment, and Temples of Elemental Evil. I've never played the last two games. I've beaten Baldur's Gate 1 a few times way back in the day when I had more time, and I played both Icewind Dale games. I think I beat them too. But I'm thinking, I'm like, that's a great game. I really want to play it. And I was like, those are like 30-hour or 40-hour games a piece. I'm never going to have time. I'm never going to be able to finish them. And I think Planescape Torment's pretty tough to get. I think there's only maybe you can get it through. You can't get it through Steam. I think you can get it through maybe Green Man Gaming.
I think so. I think that's where I got it from. I don't remember. I have a Green Man Gaming account with some games on it, but usually it was always the ones that they gave away for free.
Yeah, and it's
you can get Planescape on GOG, good old games, but they don't call it that anymore.
I wonder why they didn't. Yeah, you can get it for $10. I wonder why they never came out with a sequel to that. I mean, I know there was a Kickstarter. It's unique, and if you like Baldur's Gate, you'll like it.
Oh, that's a good question.
The guy's on the Retro League. One guy, one of the hosts, he played a lot of it, and he'd always talk about it on the show, like, last year. And I was always like, oh, yeah, I never got around to playing that.
I never did either.
If you have a big box copy of Planescape Torment, though, you'll fetch a nice price.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because it's one of those things that people really want. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, anything else? Anything anybody want to pimp or anything like that going on? Nope.
Nine.
Nope, me neither. It's wintertime. It's slow. All right.
Play more games because nothing comes out for next. Like, yeah, really. So get rid of that backlog, yep. Kids.
I need to start playing Knack. That's what I think I'm going to start playing next on the PlayStation 4. It's not too bad.
Shenmue 2.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm only going to do that every Saturday night. I'm going to play a little bit of Shenmue.
You just have the PAL version of the second game, right?
Okay. Yes, I do. But yeah.
For all of those looking to play Shenmue 2 on the cheap, the Xbox version is relatively inexpensive. Yeah. And I
it's backwards compatible.
It is backwards compatible. So you can probably get it for $10. Yeah, or it's a good time to bust out that original Xbox.
Yep, it's super cheap. I have it on Xbox. I never play. I don't think I beat it on Xbox because I had it on the Dreamcast and I'd beat it on that. But it was like one of those games I bought because I was like, well, if I don't buy it, they'll never bring it out again over here, and they never did. Oh well. Okay.
I don't think I'm going to be able to finish Lego Marvel. It's staring at me on my shelf, and I'm really not liking the collector. Yeah.
I don't worry about the collector.
Well, that's all that Lego games are, man.
Yeah, but I can't. This game, the flying around, which is what you need to do for a lot of the side missions and getting to the top of the buildings, I just want to punch a wall.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I don't care for the flying mechanics of it at all. It just doesn't work right.
Screw that. It's a great fun game. Lots of fun for kids and maybe if you have a spouse.
Oh, and that's the one thing. If you, you could use your Vita as a second controller on the PlayStation 4 version so you can play two-player.
I don't think my wife wants to play
it. Well, you can use it for Need for Speed as well, and it actually is a second screen. So.
Yeah, have you used it? Yeah, have you used it for a second screen for anything?
No.
On Need for Speed, can you use your Vita and have the Vita be like the rear view?
Rear view mirror?
That no, cool. I don't think you can.
That's what they need to do.
I know you could do multiplayer local co-op races with it, and one person plays it on the Vita while the other person plays it on the PlayStation 4 instead of it doing split screen on the TV. But, you know, I haven't tried it yet because I'm having a hard time getting into it. I mean, it's okay, but I don't know. I like a more realistic racing game, and I say that every time. It's like, oh, the new Need for Speed looks cool. Let me buy it. I really don't care for it.
Me, I go the opposite. I want less realistic racing games.
Yeah, see, I like realistic. I don't know why. I just do.
If I want realistic, I'll get in my own
car.
Well,
yeah, but I can't get in my own car and go 200 miles an hour on the road.
Yeah, still. You can't go in 200 miles an hour in a realistic game and have fun bombing around corners and crashing into things and doing stuff quite as much as you can in an arcade racer. That's why I like them, because I can be wild and crazy.
See, the trouble I have with the Need for Speeds is I do too much oversteer, so I just end up bouncing off walls all the time. That's all I do is just bounce off walls.
Yeah, Need for Speed games are hit or miss depending on what studios made it.
I thought this one would be better, but because the reviews were decent on it, but maybe I just need to give it another chance. I don't know. But we'll see. All right. Well, if we got nothing else, Eric, will you please take us out?
Sure. All right. You can get a hold of us through email, goozernationpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us at Twitter, @goozern_podcast. I, Eric, am @cube00. That's KUPE00. John is @JCMeadows94. Nathaniel is @Polygon_Wizard, and you can check out the site at GoozerNation.com, where we post opinions, show notes, reviews, all that wonderful stuff, and you can listen to a live stream of the show.
Absolutely. We should be here next week. Next week is this Friday is when I'm having the procedure on my foot. It wasn't this past Friday. I was confused. Mm-hmm. So we should be able to do a show next week. Yeah, I didn't go to the doctor. I could have showed up. I'm here. It's like... You're a week early. Oh, sorry. Okay. So, yeah, we should be able to do a show next Monday. Should be cool. So,
That'd be awkward to go there. Huh? Yeah. Your procedure's not done.
Where'd you get the meds from? Don't ask any questions. But we should be able to do a show next week, hopefully, if everything goes well. So, but be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, leave us some feedback, send us some emails, all that good stuff. You know, like we always say, send us some emails. We've got some stuff we could give away. So always looking for... Yep.
I got stuff collecting dust. I know you guys want old Dreamcast controllers.
Oh, man.
And potentially some bad PlayStation wrestling games.
No, not bad wrestling games, really?
I got a handful of those. They're from that box.
That's right.
You're just trying to make sure we never get emails, aren't you?
Fine, I have good stuff to give away,
too. All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening. Like I said, be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave us some feedback. Let us know how we're doing and what you want to hear from the show. And we will catch you guys next time.
We'll catch you on the flip side.
Later.